Hi there. Welcome to Open Mic. Today we're talking with Bob Pryor and Carolyn Franzini about the 20th annual Cave Run Storytelling Festival. Thank you both for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
I am so excited about the Storytelling Festival. It's one of my favorite things that happens here in the Rowan County area. It's open to the public today here at Cave Run Lake in Moorhead, but it actually got started on Thursday with some school children who come in and view the storytellers. And I know that's been happening for a long time. Tell me a little bit about why it's important part of the festival to host those school children.
Well, we've always had school kids, even from the beginning. The very first festival was in 1999, which makes this the 20th year. We've always had the days open for students from all over. This year we have 3,300 school students coming, which is a lot.
That is a lot. Mm-hmm. Now, they're not all from Rowan County, though.
Oh, no. We have kids coming as far away as Lexington and all the surrounding counties send students.
I don't think people realize that how many, because it's tucked away out at the lake, sometimes when you're in town, you don't realize that there are that many people who are coming to the region specifically for the Storytelling Festival.
Yeah, usually people come from, miles and miles around. I mean, people come from Kansas, people come from Pennsylvania. Hotels are usually full, so it's really, it's a regional event, but it's a nationally known event as well.
Yeah, I think we had over 20 states represented last year in the attendees, so it's known across the country.
Well, if you were talking to someone who'd never heard of it before, how would you explain what the Storytelling Festival is?
Well, the word storytelling, people usually associate that word with telling stories to children, and that is certainly a part of it. And then people think of comedy shows and that sort of thing. And this isn't that exactly either, even though many of the stories are humorous, and people, the professional storytellers that we have coming are very aware of how to manage and entertain an audience with funny things as well as some very poignant components of the story. So they're truly professionals. Storytellers come from all over the country. We truly hire the best.
And I think that it's wonderful that it's such a family-oriented event, but mm-hmm. you have the ability to entertain both young children and adults at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
And that's a skill not a lot of people have.
Yeah. I think the beauty of it is that it taps into your funny bone, but it also taps into your own history. And you remember things that these stories bring up for you that happened to you a long time ago, and you can relate to that. And it brings back feelings, it brings back emotions, brings back all kinds of things that help you deal with your past.
I was taking a look at the lineup, and we have a lot of storytellers from all over the place that are going to be here, and we do have one newcomer to the stage this year, mm-hmm. someone who's never been here, and I know competition to get people in because all the storytellers really want to be here, but let's talk a little bit about that particular storyteller.
Well, Don White from Massachusetts, he's done a lot of stand-up comedy for years and years. But I first heard him, I think, 2 years ago at the National Storytelling Festival in Jonesboro, Tennessee. Then I heard him again in Indianapolis. And, his concern at that time was he mostly did performances for adults. And he said, I'm just not sure I have the right material for kids. I said, well, there's time for you to get material for kids. And so he said, I'll do it. And he's very excited about coming. This is his first time. But our festival is, amazingly enough, known across the country. This year we have a storyteller coming all the way from Ireland. But anybody that's in the storytelling world has truly heard of Cave Run Storytelling Festival.
I feel like when you're a kid and somebody says, what do you want to be when you grow up? Storyteller isn't like a career that you're like, oh, that's it. That's the one. But we have these wonderful world-renowned people who are coming to our region specifically for this. Tell me a little bit about who these people are. What kind of background do they have? Is it something that they were like fell into, or was it a goal? Do we even know that kind of information?
It's kind of interesting because Connie Ackerman, who has directed the festival for the last 3 years, sent out a questionnaire to the storytellers this year to get some information. One of the questions was, how did you come to be a storyteller? And it ran the gamut. This year there's one person who's been a pastor. And there are folks who have come to it from many, many different directions, from the theater, from various arts backgrounds. But I'm not sure any of them woke up one day and said, oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I think they've all kind of, it's been a process.
Mm-hmm. They've evolved into the art.
Yes.
And it is an art. It's not just people who are telling stories. It's not only stories about their personal experience or their childhood or things like that. Tell me, what are some of the stories? I know you both have been involved in this for a while. What are some of the stories that have stuck with you over the years? Mm. That's a hard one.
Well, Bobby Norfolk is coming this year for the second time, and I saw Bobby with my kids when they were 5, 6, 8, 10 years old, and I remember the stories that he told, Wiley and the Hairy Man or something like that, but just incredible emotion and movements. I mean, that wasn't earth-shattering or life-changing, but it was one that my kids just fell in love with, and so I've always thought about that one. Donald Davis tells stories that, even though Donald's not going to be here this year, but he tells stories about his childhood that have always tapped into my childhood and helped me remember the things that went on when I was a child.
What about you?
Well, I think all storytellers would say one of the purposes to tell stories is not just to entertain and help people, remember and think about their own childhood maybe or their own funny experiences, but just to value them and maybe write them down and preserve mm-hmm. them because, you know, in our fast-paced world with electronics and everything, so much of that sort of thing, because it's old and, you know, people led different lives in some cases. We don't value that. And there is a reason to save your stories for the future generations.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, especially with the widespread use of social media, people don't value how their everyday experiences.
Right.
As much.
I mean, very few people keep a diary anymore. I've taught several story writing classes just so people can get their memories down on paper for the next generation. And I just feel that has great value. So I think even though we'll come to, if those who are going to be attending the festival will really enjoy it, but I truly hope they'll think about it when they go home and say, wow, you know, I remember when this happened to me. Maybe I should write that down and save it for my children and grandchildren.
Absolutely. You said that the first festival was back in 1999. Were you involved with it at that time?
I was. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about the history of how it got started?
Yes. As a mother of three children, I had a five-year-old about that time. A few years in the early 90s, my oldest daughter was about five, and I had heard about the National Storytelling Festival. I thought, wow, I wonder what that is. Maybe she would like it. So she and I went, and it was just amazing. I just loved it. So the next year I took my next child, Ben, and then the next year I took all three of my children, and they all just loved it, and I took my husband, and then before you know it, several families from Moorhead were going to Jonesboro, Tennessee in October to the National Storytelling Festival. And all of these tellers that we have here have been there, and, you know, it's all part of the network of storytelling. But I never, ever thought we'd have a festival here. And so Dave Manor was then the manager of the Daniel Boone National Forest. And one day he and Dr. Ed Scott were running. And Dave said to him, hey, I hear you've been going to the National Storytelling Festival down there in Tennessee. What do you think about us having one here? So, and Ed told Dave to call me. And so that was right there was the hatching of the idea and the beginning of it all, because I've been involved with it ever since. So it was just an idea, and he thought it'd be a good thing, a good family event to have at the lake.
Mm-hmm. And now it has grown tremendously. That first year, do you remember what, I mean, how many storytellers did we have, or how many people came?
Well, I think about 1,500 people came, and that included the whole middle school, which was about 700 at that time. Well, we didn't. You know, whenever you do anything for the first time, it's an experiment. We had 10 storytellers that year, and we just didn't know how to organize everything. We didn't know how to arrange the schedule appropriately. I mean, people didn't know it. People loved it. But we have learned a lot over the years and how to put it together and how to have different kinds of storytellers, so there is a lot of variety. We've learned a lot. We've had a great committee. This community has truly supported this festival from the very beginning, and it's just been so wonderful.
It is a really great experience. If you haven't been to the festival, it is this weekend, September 28th and 29th at the Cave over at Cave Run at the Twin Knobs area, recreation area, which is part of the Daniel Boone National Forest. We're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic, and we'll be right back after this.
Bring the family to Morehead State University's annual Browning Orchard Festival at the Browning Orchard in Fleming County, noon to 4 p.m. on Sunday, September 30th. The event is free and open to the public. Hay rides, pony rides, a kid's maze, pig roast, and music by the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. Apples, pumpkins, cider, mums, and other Kentucky Proud items for sale. Come to the MSU Browning Orchard Festival in Fleming County, noon to 4 p.m. on Sunday, September 30th.
All right, we're back here on Open Mic on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're talking with Bob Pryor and Carolyn Franzini about the 20th annual Cave Run Storytelling Festival this weekend. Thank you both for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
There are a lot of events that are happening on Saturday. Well, a lot of scheduling on Saturday for the events for people who aren't already at the festival today but are going to plan on going tomorrow. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening throughout the day on Saturday.
Well, our largest tent, which is named Leatherwood, which holds 1,000 people, is the tent that will be open all day, and all of the six storytellers will be seven storytellers will be performing about a 50-minute set. So I just can't think. There'll be storytellers for everyone that everyone will love. And in the evening, there is the ghost storytelling. You can choose between two tents in the evening, ghost storytelling or also the family tent, which is Leatherwood.
I know that sometimes those ghost stories can get a little spooky for little ones. The first time I ever went to the storytelling festival as an adult, that was the event that I went to. I didn't know anything about the storytelling festival. Somebody said, hey, let's go to these spooky stories tonight, and I was hooked. But it can be kind of scary for little bitties. What's the age group that you would suggest for that?
We tell the tellers, you know, we want stories that are appropriate for kids and families, of course. But kids, you know, at least 7, 8 and up. We tell them not too scary. So, and again, that's a judgment call. What is too scary? Because some kids love it and other kids, oh, you know. So, but for most children, they love it.
I remember when I was on my way walking out of that particular event, my oldest son was, I believe, 7 or 8 at the time. And, you know, you're walking out after it's over and you've had all the spooky stories and it's dark on the path and there's all these people. And this little kid ran up to me and screamed. And he thought I was someone else, but it scared us both. Of course, he screamed, I screamed. Everybody was screaming. But it was a very funny thing that will stick with me forever, because it was a perfect punctuation to the evening of spooky stories, was being scared, genuinely.
These storytellers are truly professionals. They can assess an audience in terms of age and their response, and so they will maybe change the story a mm-hmm. little bit to fit the audience. I mean, and that is one of the key things to being a professional storyteller. You are truly talking to the audience, and so they make their story right for those that are listening.
That's wonderful. Now, in the other tent on Saturday evening, what's going to be offered there at the same time as the spooky stories?
Well, that's Bob. Yeah. Why don't you
respond to each.
That?
Each teller will have a 15 to 20 minute piece that they will share, and these are family oriented. So they'll run the gamut again, from very poignant personal stories to hilarious stories. So you'll have quite an emotional roller coaster probably during the course of that evening, as each of these tellers share something. And I think one of the special things about Saturday night is it's the last night. And so the tellers tend to kind of have a little community that they've developed over the weekend, and they are able to tag on to what one teller told earlier in the day or earlier that night, and they'll pick up on that. As Carolyn said, they're professionals, and it's amazing how they can tie a story that they were going to tell in with something else that someone else told earlier. And so it's just almost a magical evening.
Mm-hmm. And something that happens kind of organically with these people who are
to
very
a certain
adaptable.
Extent, yes, right.
What a wonderful experience for anyone who's able to be there. Now, throughout the day on Saturday, it's a long day to be out at the campground, but it's not like you're just hanging out at the campground. What else is going to be out there for people to enjoy? I know the last time I had a really delicious lemonade.
Ah, yes. We have, I believe, six food vendors. Mm-hmm. We've had this one vendor who has been there every year of our festival, and they're right there in the parking lot area, very accessible, and people really enjoy them. So mm-hmm. that's another highlight for everyone.
So you don't even have to pack up a picnic.
That's right.
No, you don't.
Yeah, but you can.
That's
and
right.
I think that's one of the beauties of this festival is the location. Mm-hmm. I mean, there you are with the tents overlooking the lake and the mountains. It's just an incredible venue. And kids can run around. If the weather's good, they can go. They go swimming. People actually bring their boats to the shore and walk up for the storytelling. So it's a great location that is there for all, the whole family.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many people are you expecting this year?
Well, we only some people have pre-registered because they got a better rate, and so we know that. We have about 300 have pre-registered, but like I said, we have 3,300 kids coming from the various schools all the way from Lexington to Elliott County, and they come on Thursday and Friday. The Saturday program, which I think our listeners might be interested in, starts at 9:45, and there's a lunch break, but it goes all the way until the evening. And in the evening, you can choose between two programs, the Storytelling Showcase, which is in the Leatherwood tent, or the Ghost Stories, which you've already mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Our listeners probably know, Carolyn, that you have a show here on Morehead State Public Radio, Time for Tales, which, of course, is a show all about telling stories.
Right.
And a lot of our listeners are big supporters of that particular show. But obviously, this is a very important part of your everyday life.
Well, it is. And like I said, I've really, you know how things in your life just sort of evolved. I mean, I didn't know what storytelling was about 25 years ago, and now I do. And I've been very involved since the beginning of this festival. And then actually Paul Hitchcock, manager of this station, suggested to me one day when I was recording my radio show, he says, Carolyn, you know, you might just be interested in doing a story writing class at the Inspiration Center. And I did 3 6-week story writing classes at the Inspiration Center, and then I've done several story writing classes with senior citizens and even one class with the Girl Scouts. So, and they've all been different and interesting and fun. I have learned a lot. I've come to value some of my own stories as I have encouraged them to value theirs. So it's been a wonderful experience for me, and I truly thank Paul for his great idea.
Now, Bob, how did you get involved with the Storytelling Festival?
Well, I was a camp director for 30 years, and I told a lot of stories around campfires. And we heard about the National Storytelling Festival from folks in Moorhead, and we started going there. And then when we moved here 6 years ago, it was just a natural to become part of this festival. I use the stories that I heard at the National, and then we started coming here. I think we've been to 19, I think, of the festivals here. And it was almost a vacation, but also continuing education for me every year that I came, because I'd go back to camp and think about the stories that I'd heard and how I could include them in faith-related stories and stories that talk about values and about who we are, in this case, and who we are as God's people. And so it was really a tremendous way for me to tap in to a whole nother audience, kids, anywhere from 7 up to 17, and help them understand some of life's ups and downs through story.
It's amazing how powerful language is,
yes,
generally, but also just the power of a story to mm-hmm. connect
very
so many
yes.
people. So.
And I think that's one reason. The importance of connection is really what storytelling is all about. In our high-tech world where we just text and message and email, it's not the same as talking one-on-one. So I think storytelling can remind us that of the importance of sharing a little bit of my life with you or with anyone who wants to listen.
Mm-hmm. And builds community.
Yes, it does.
Builds community.
Well, I do hope that our listeners will take a chance and go down and visit the Storytelling Festival September 28th and 29th at Cave Run Lake at the Twin Knobs Recreation in the Daniel Boone National Forest here in Rowan County. And that's all the time we have for today here on Open Mic. Bob Pryor and Carolyn Franzini, thank you both so much for joining us. And I hope your storytelling experience this weekend is amazing. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And that's it for Open Mic. We'll see you next Friday.